Should Wisconsin raise its minimum wage? We'll talk with a state senator who says yes in this half of our state capitol report. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, December 16th. Last week, our guest, State Senator Nakia Harris, and other Democratic state lawmakers held a news conference to request a public hearing on Senate Bill 4, which would increase the state's minimum wage to $7.60 an hour while also indexing it to inflation. Do you think this is a good idea or not, and why or why not? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Nakia Harris. She is a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Why do you think Wisconsin needs a minimum wage increase?
You know, we have a great country. America is supposed to be the land of opportunity. It is a place where if you work hard, you should be rewarded for hard work. And in this case, particularly with fast food workers and home health care workers, as well as retail workers, we're finding that individuals are getting paid $7.25 an hour. And these are people with families. We're talking about mothers with children who not only have to worry about putting, you know, paying the rent and putting a roof over her children's head, but she also has to make sure they have school supplies and is ready for school. And not, let's think about, you know, Christmas is coming up, so she also has that worry of putting Christmas gifts under the tree so that her children can have a present this Christmas. And so raising minimum wage is important to sustaining families so that we are not continuing to have people on public assistance and being subsidized by taxpayers because they're not getting a decent wage to be able to support their family.
Is $7.60 an hour going to do that for them?
You know, $7.60 an hour is basically starting the conversation. Senate Bill 4 is on the table for a public hearing. During that public hearing, we can decide and discuss if $7.60 is the right number. To be quite frank with you, the federal government is talking about raising minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. And so we have the range to work between the $7.60 and $10.10. And that the public hearing would allow the public to come and speak for or against this wage and talk about what is a real number for families, working families.
And you and other lawmakers were calling for this public hearing on Senate Bill 4, which was introduced in January. It would raise the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $7.60 an hour and index it to inflation, meaning that you wouldn't have to come back every few years to raise it, that it would automatically go up if inflation goes up.
That is correct.
So why, though, a push now for a hearing?
Well, because it's been sitting on minimum wage has been an issue for a very long time in our state and in this country. Now is the time because, again, we have, you know, low-wage workers who are making poverty wages. They've been on their jobs, you know, 5, 10 years, and they haven't seen an increase. And the interpretation is that the jobs that we're fighting for is for high school students or college students. But a lot of the individuals that we're fighting for are adults with children who have families, who have to support their families. And so now is the time because we need to make sure that people are making a wage that they can live on. These poverty wages are just not going to cut it. If we're supposed to be the richest country in the world, why aren't we taking care of our people who are working hard? Why aren't we providing a wage that they can live off of and make sure their families have a place to, you know, live and have food on the table?
You, from the press accounts, hand-delivered this letter requesting the hearing to State Senator Glenn Grothman, who would be the person to call the hearing. What kind of reaction did you get from him?
Unfortunately, my colleague was not in his office at the time, so I wasn't able to get. I didn't get a reaction from him, and I still haven't heard from his office whether or not he's going to hold a public hearing on this bill or not.
Yeah, how hopeful are you that a hearing will get scheduled?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I would say I'm optimistic that if we continue to, you know, make some noise about this and put pressure on my colleague's office, Glenn Grossman's office, then we could hopefully get a hearing. I am going to push to, you know, keep getting the message out that this is an important issue and it's something that we need to take up. So I guess I'm going to lean on optimism here that, you know, we're with enough noise, with enough people, you know, standing up for this this right, hopefully something will come through.
Mark on Facebook posted this: raise the minimum wage even slightly and the price of goods will increase. This will hurt the poor and seniors and disabled who live on fixed incomes. Brilliant idea, Democrats. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is that, you know, studies show that when you do a modest increase in the minimum wage, that you will see a boost in our economy. You will see those individuals who are getting that minimum wage put the money back into their local communities, and you will see the economy start to drive it to basically, you know, get back in a place where people feel good about having money in their pocket and spending it in their local economies. That's the reality, that, you know, people are not going to just, you know, waste the money and go on trips or anything of that nature. They're going to put that money back into their community. Not to mention, with the modest increase, you know, taxpayers won't have the burden of having to pay public assistance for individuals who are making poverty wages.
We are talking with State Senator Nikia Harris. She's a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee and is among the Democratic lawmakers who are pushing to get a public hearing on a bill that would increase the minimum wage in Wisconsin from its current $7.25 per hour to $7.60 per hour and index it to inflation. So what questions do you have about this? Do you support or oppose a hike in the state's minimum wage? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. We are talking with Democratic State Senator Nikia Harris from Milwaukee about raising the state's minimum wage. She's making the case for raising the state's minimum wage, saying that this will boost the economy and help low-wage earners pay their bills. And we're welcoming your questions and reactions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Let's go to the phones. We have Monica in Greenfield with us first. Hello, Monica.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for this show. My experience is with my son. When he was a seventh grader at the Windmill School District, he was given the assignment to pretend that he was a single person living on minimum wage. So he went through all the numbers. He wouldn't have been able to afford a car and insurance for the car. He would barely been able to pay for renter's insurance. He wouldn't been able to get even a studio in a desirable part of town or an okay part of town. He would have had to rent a room in a boarding house, or he would have to live in areas that are not considered desirable. I am very happy that this conversation is going on, and I am very happy that we are making all of ourselves aware that there are people out there that are making salaries that are not even enough to support themselves, let alone their children.
Mm-hmm. Senator Harris?
And I know as a business owner, I know that it's scary to hear that, but we have to think about people that are trying to make it out there in very, very tough circumstances and years. Thank you so much, and kudos on your work.
Monica, before you go, as a business owner, you don't oppose raising the minimum wage?
I do not oppose it. Actually, my first instinct when I heard that it was that the conversation was to increase it within the $7 range, I was going to call to say that it's not a good idea. I would like a conversation for higher. And I know that it's a sacrifice for business owners, but there are people out there that are not being able to live a decent life and raise their children.
Mm-hmm. Senator Harris?
You know, I think, first of all, thank you, caller, for sharing those comments, because, and I'm glad that your son had the opportunity to do the project in school to show what it would take to even, you know, how much money you would need to live a decent life, and minimum wage is not going to put people in a position to own a live, first of all, rent an apartment, and you said not even rent a room, and to get own a car as well as have car insurance is going to put those individuals in a really bad situation. So you made some really great comments, and that's true. And I think it's worth mentioning too that you asked the question earlier, Joy, about why now, and studies have not only just shown that, you know, raising minimum wage will boost the local economy, but we've seen the Gallup poll that shows that 50% of conservative districts, their constituents are saying they want a modest increase, or at least an increase. They didn't say an increase in minimum wage. And then 70% of Democratic districts where constituents are saying, you know, that they want an increase. So the people are speaking out. So just wanted to make that point and bring that back around, that the people are speaking out, and that's what we're hearing today.
Thank you, Monica. Well, we also have a caller from Hayward who couldn't stay on the line, who said she thinks it's sad that we're arguing over even a small increase like this bill. She makes $10 an hour. Her husband makes $12 an hour. And they still qualify for child care assistance and other subsidies for their family of five. So apparently, just barely making it with much higher wages, Senator Harris. You're saying that this $760 is just a starting point.
That is it. It's just to start the conversation, because the reality is it's not all people who are just making $7.25 an hour. And again, we have that range from $7.60 to $10.10 an hour. And it's going to take more than just that to make sure that these families are not living in poverty and are not and can live self-sufficiently. People, you know, the reason they work is because they want their own money. They want to be able to sustain themselves and their families. They want to be able to spend money in their communities and help their economy thrive. So this is, and this is what we're hearing from people. It's like, yeah, I'm not even making $7.25 an hour, but me and my husband are making $10 or $12 and we still can't make it. An increase in raising it to inflation will allow individuals like this family to be more sustainable and not have to rely on public assistance, because they don't want to be able to do that. They want to have an opportunity to give back into their local economies and help put their own money into putting their kids into child care and being able to afford health care.
You said in a recent interview that you applaud the fast food workers, who many of whom went on strike recently, had a one-day job action where they were calling for a doubling of the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Critics say that paying someone who works in a fast food restaurant nearly $15 an hour is ridiculous. How would you justify that wage?
Well, the thing about it is I can't justify that wage, because that's not even a wage that's on a table. That, I mean, what we see is people fighting for the right to have a wage that they can live on. $15 an hour is what they're asking for. I think if you raise, if you raise the bar high, then maybe you can get something somewhere in the middle. And I think that that's what the fight is about, mm-hmm. is raising the bar high, saying we are worth at least $15 an hour. Is that the reality? I would say the reality is we got $7.60 on the table and $10.10. That's our reality, and that's our range today.
Martha in Menominee is with us. Hello, Martha.
Hi, good morning. I'm fully in support of your guest's principles. I applaud her for getting out there and raising this issue and getting the conversation going. I really feel that, as she does, that this is getting the conversation going, and it's about time. You know, the Republicans that are against this are supposed to be the party that supports family values. Well, let's get these moms home from their three jobs at minimum wage, raising their kids themselves so they don't have to have child care. That's a family value, and dignity is a family value. And, you know, I don't buy it that all these prices are going to go up. You know, if that $1.99 burger at some fast food place goes to $2, well, it's full of salt and fat. You know, I'll pay more. I'll pay more to know that our families are in good care and can get good health insurance. I'll gladly pay more. I owned a business for 25 years, and I started, this was in the 90s and the early 2000s, and I paid my employees, part-time employees, well over minimum wage. I started them at $10, $12 an hour just for that very reason. I wanted them to be able to be home with their children when they got off work. And this is crazy. I don't think the Walton family needs all these millions of workers subsidizing them. They have enough millions.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. Senator Harris, a reaction?
Yeah, I think the point that the caller raised at the very end, she talked about the Walton family and Walmart. And I think that it is a growing problem that we have these big companies like Walmart, like McDonald's, and we mention them because they have all. I mean, they're the ones who are making billions of dollars on employing low wage workers, poverty wage workers, and it's unfortunate that they can't, you know, that there is not a way to. Well, I'll say it this way. It's unfortunate that they won't make a decision to pay their workers more and to employ someone on these salary of $7.25 an hour, understanding that, you know, these individuals are only making $300 a week, $15,000 a year. It's a horrible thing, and it shouldn't be happening in our community. And so, with the small businesses, I commend small businesses who are standing up and saying, "Hey, we can't afford to pay our part-time workers at that minimum wage or better," because they want to make sure that these families are sustainable. And that's commendable, because these are small businesses who are just trying to make it themselves, but yet they see enough value in their employees that they're giving them a decent wage to live off of.
Donna in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I have more, I don't know if it's a comment or a question. How would people feel after they've been working somewhere for like a year or whatever, and they finally, you know, got their raises and stuff, and then somebody is coming in now, and it's now the minimum wage, and they're making the same amount as somebody who's been working there for like a year?
No.
That is, you're asking
tell that person they're not worth it?
No, I would say, I think you, first of all, you posed a really good question. And what the beauty of raising minimum wage is that people who, you know, come in at a certain wage and then they can, and it will be indexed, you know, through inflation. I understand the whole fact that, you know, someone has probably been there a year, and so they have a problem with someone coming in making, you know, the same wage as them. But the point I want to make is, what we need to be looking at is that we need to have family supporting, sustaining jobs. And people who are working in an establishment where they can afford to give them a raise, or they work for a raise, let me say it that way, they work hard to get a raise, then we will see those individuals who've been there a year or more possibly making a little more money than a person who comes in. I think that this is a good idea to raise minimum wage, and that and the point is to make sure that families are sustainable.
Well, the Associated Press asked Senator Glenn Grothman what he thought about this bill, and he says he does not support the bill, saying a higher minimum wage won't help his goal of finding more entry-level jobs for teenagers. Grothman chairs the Judiciary and Labor Committee, which would apparently hold this public hearing that you'd like. What's your reaction to Senator Grothman's objection?
Basically, what we're seeing in these low-wage jobs are parents we see older adults who are working in these jobs, and I'm not talking about retired adults who are coming back to work just to keep themselves busy. I'm talking about people who are sustaining a family. Those are the folks that we are fighting for who need to have a good living wage job. And, you know, and we have an economy where we're not, you know, the jobs are not being produced at the rate that we would like to see them at. And so because of that, you know, we have to make sure that the people who are working, and these, again, are families, that they should be getting a livable wage. So, and I definitely get that argument with, you know, high school kids, entry-level jobs, and that's something that's, that also needs to be discussed and at the table as well, because I think all of this all of this can be a part of the conversation and what it looks like for, you know, if it's a high school student or if it's mm-hmm. a, you know, college graduate. The reality is we got college graduates who are graduating from college and can't find a job in their field or
Senator
whatever.
Senator Harris, I need to jump in because we're at the end of the hour. Thank you very much for being with us. Nakia Harris is a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. I'm Joy Cardine.
Thank you, Joy.